Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 7th. There was a little bit of a technical glitch this morning, so we weren't able to put up the morning comments. They will be up in the morning for tomorrow's trade. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 8¾ cents at 531. That was 12 cents off the lows. September wheat down 3¾ cents, 622¼. But September Minneapolis was up 13½ at 806¾. November beans up 22¼, 1327¼. Meal up 250, oil up 91 ticks. Not a whole lot out here. Kind of a turnaround Tuesday in the beans, in the bean complex out here. They lowered the crop ratings 1% yesterday, and we were down 95 cents, I think, yesterday in the beans. So we came back a little bit here. I don't think it was much more than turnaround Tuesday on Wednesday. The corn looks pretty sick to me, even though we rallied, you know, significantly off the lows, but still wound up breaking and closing lower on the day. Not a very pretty picture there. We've got rains falling right now across a lot of Wisconsin into Michigan. We've had a few drops of rain here in Chicago. It looks like, you know, we've got 3 days coming up of rains, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Looks like we've got rains in Iowa two of the days. So temperatures have cooled off dramatically. So I don't see that there's, you know, a compelling bull argument out here. Now, there's been a lot of talk in the trade about what is the USDA going to do with yields. I think that, you know, some of the stuff I'm seeing out here about the yields being unchanged makes sense. Do they really, you know, they've got it in corn under trend line. Do they want to lower it or raise that as of July 1st? I don't think so. I think they're going to wait to see more data. If that's the case, add the 100 million plus acres of corn out there, and I just don't see that it being a friendly report. I think maybe the world numbers will be a little bit tighter. That could be friendly. But again, if we have rains over the weekend, I just don't see this thing continuing to rally or trying to rally out here. Funds are long still after today, 210,000 contracts of corn. They're still long, maybe 50, 60, actually more than that. Let me get my sheet here. After today, they're probably long 92,000 contracts of beans, 30 meal, and about 45,000 oil. So if they want out, there's still, you know, plenty of product to be sold out here. I have the funds currently short a little bit of wheat. You know, I just don't see anything particularly friendly. The export sales tomorrow, they're expecting 300 on wheat, 375 on corn, 500 on beans. We don't see any real problems out here. It looks like Brazil's exports have slowed down. So, you know, I just don't see where the demand side is here. I don't see any major threats to production any worse than what we've had in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Minneapolis, again, I believe is a separate deal. You know, could Minneapolis go to $8 or $10 and Chicago go to $5? It's certainly possible. We've seen the spread, you know, go to, who knows, $8, $10 during that one spike in the Minneapolis wheat. So for the spread to go to $5, I don't think it would be out of the question. But I've never seen crop ratings this bad on a crop ever since I've been around this market, which is now almost 50 years. So we'll see what happens out here, but I remain negative to these grains. They've closed under the pivots. They've closed under the June 30th close. On the beans, they closed just above the 30. They were 27 cents higher. It was an inside day here. I don't think it means much. But the corn continues to act really poor, in my opinion. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.